Look into the eyes of God. Look into the eyes of God. Oh God. There's such a heavy presence, a heavy mantle that God is releasing. Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes. There's no fear. Come, look into my eyes, God says. The fire, the holy fire. Look into the holy fire and become who you are. Look into the holy fire of my glory, my love, and see the truth. See the masterpiece. Oh, see the fire burning right through you. Oh, God. Shandokatani. And I am bringing forth the anointings of the centuries. I am laying upon you and laying upon your shoulders, mantling you for this end-time outpouring of my spirit. For the revival of love, the revival of healing, the revival of power has been awakened. For I have stepped upon your earth and I have awakened love. I have awakened love and I draw you deeper into the fire of my love. Into the flames, the sacred flames of my presence. And I burn and manifest my holiness over you. I burn and I manifest my purity through you. And I claim right now, I stake a claim in the spirit by my blood, my territory, my dwelling place, my home. You are mine. You are mine. You are mine. And everything in my kingdom I have delivered to you right now. Everything in my kingdom I have imparted into your spirit this very minute. And the Lord declares, go forth. The Lord declares, go forth in my power. Do not hold back. Do not fear. For I am with you. My spirit is with you. My fire goes before you. I am the wall of fire around you, and I am the glory within. I am the manifestation. I am the truth today, yesterday, and tomorrow. I am the Alpha and I am the Omega, and I have finished your destiny, says the Lord. There is nothing that will hinder you. There is nothing that will stop you. Put your eyes on me, says God. Look into my burning passion. Look into my burning eyes of fire, and you will see. You will see what I have given to you. I have given it all. I have given it all. And I declare right now, my bride, come into my rest. Come into my bedroom chambers of rest. Sit before me. Sit before my feet. Eat from my hands. Eat my food. Eat my words. Listen to my holy presence now. Listen as the prophet speaks. Your destiny is declared. As it speaks, doors are open to you. As she speaks right now, the manifestation of your destiny is being solidified in your presence. And the Lord is saying right now that there is nothing that will be taken from you. Doors are opening right now. The Lord's jealous holiness, right now. He is jealous over you. He is jealous for your destiny. He is jealous that you would walk in the revelation of what he accomplished on the cross. And he speaks right now. Their life. God says life. Words are becoming life. Words are becoming reality. Reality. No longer is it figments of your imagination. God says they are spirit and they are truth. Let him come. Let him come. Oh God, there is a radical. Something radical is taking place right now. Holy Spirit, come. Thank you, Lord. Let him come. What does that look like? What does it look like? As the Lord's Spirit descends right now,
Thank you. God and I have kind of a deal, and that is that I don't interrupt him while he's moving to explain things, even though there's some people that may not understand. But then afterwards, as he gives me grace to do so, just to try to share some of what I perceive is happening. And in a phrase, this was agreement with heaven. This was agreement with heaven. And we really don't. I'm telling you, one day we're going to be with Jesus, and we're going to know what all of it's about. What actually happens when we're releasing the sounds of heaven, when we're agreeing. But what I want to tell you is, I mentioned this a few weeks ago, and more this is going to be the case for all of you who are in this room, that you have to participate with God. The kingdom is not, it's not a non-participatory sport, you know? And so what that means for you is going to be different, but all I can tell you is, as no matter what's going on, be obedient to what the Holy Spirit's telling you to do. Just as an example, that shofar, the Lord was telling me for a while to blow the shofar, like when it was really quiet and silent, you know? And, you know, you start to say, well, God, are you sure? Because really nothing like that's going on. Doesn't seem like it would fit. And then I began to do that, and I don't know who it was in the back that was playing the drum, but the back and forth thing, and then where that went to. All I'm trying to say is, it's about obedience, as we're all just being obedient to what he says. I know that a lot of individual things were going on. I could tell you a lot of things that he was telling me, but there's certain things I'm sure he was telling each one of you individually. And corporately, we are saying yes to God. This was an absolute agreement with heaven. Yes. Yes to revival. Yes to the Lord's love. Yes to that he owns us. All that. You know, yes. And he has our permission as a gatekeeper of this house. I have told him many times, and again tonight, he has my permission. It's wide open. He can come here and have his way. Hey, Ray, do you still want to say that? You still want to share real quick? Come on up here. And then Lonnie, let me just see if you and Leona still wanted to impart to anyone who wants to hang out. This is Ray.
Hi. I don't know how many of you have gotten this during the last couple of days, but you know that girl that was kidnapped, what was it, 18 years ago, JC? She was released by the power of God, because it wasn't law enforcement, it wasn't the system, none of that worked, right? It was two women, they happened to be UC police persons. It wasn't their police training. It was their God-given ability as mothers, as, you know, women, to see the look on those two girls' faces. That's what, and if you read the papers, that's what they said. So, I don't know, I just got this revelation that there's going to be a lot more of that. There are 400 and some odd kids that are still not returned, and they're going to come back.
Amen. What do you want to do?
Okay, we're going to just lay hands on everybody in the building. Woo! We're going to just release that impartation. I mean, that God gave the impartation already, but we're just going to go and do that. So we're going to line up. And how are we doing it?
Okay. Beloveds, in the early days of this global move of the Spirit, people would line up along the walls, and those who would come and give the impartation of the revival that they carried would come, and they would just lay hands on them. And it was quick, it was speedy, it was instant impartation, and you became a carrier. So that all that God has given us, we want to give to you, and we want to bless you with. So please line up along the walls, and we want you to take and eat and feast of all God's blessing, of all His goodness, of all His power, of all His love. So, Holy Spirit, we thank You for what we're about to receive. We give You thanks, Lord, and we give You praise. Jesus, multiply the anointings. Multiply the anointings of this end times revival, of end time anointing, of all that has been poured out through the centuries. Thank You, Jesus. We receive You, Lord.
How? Amen.
Right. Amen. So they're going to, Jim, why don't you put on Consumed? It's a CD called Consumed. So look by album and then go to Consumed and put that one on. And then, yeah, you're all blessed to be blessed and to be a blessing as you go. There you go.
Is the first song fast? I don't know if it is. It actually it is. I'll go turn it on.